Yeah, I'm just I, all I'm getting is your friendship. No. Your risk assessment ain't the greatest. If you think that's what I'm about to really take this time for, like you got your mind.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, the only podcast where we can honestly admit that we don't know it all. All right, we got my other member of the panel, all right, the distinguished Philly Mac with the cheesy raps, right, sitting on the other side. What's up to the people, man?
Hey, man, what's up, y'all, man? Again, I don't have an intro for y'all, but I love y'all. I'm being honest with that shit, man. If you come here consistently to watch us, man, I love y'all. And just like the host said, we're not expert, all right? We're not expert, and it is what it is.
All right, hey, first and foremost, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. If you want to hear us on the road, on the go, anything like that, right, you can find this podcast on any podcast platform, right? We're on all of them, all right? So make sure you check us out. But first and foremost, man, I just want to ask you, how you been, bro? It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know I told you guys, man, I was hitting the gym, man. I was back at it. You know what I mean? A lot of shit happened. Life happened. And nigga ain't been to the... Boy ain't been to the gym in a minute. Man, and I'm looking at my life like, damn, where I'm at, man? But that's what I'm trying to say. That's my whole focus, man. Because ain't nothing better in life but health, man. You got to have your health, baby. I mean, I'm trying to do that. And I'm not going back to the gym, so, brother, back to drinking. Fill my time. It's not the right thing, man. It's just... Shit happened.
All right. Hey, man, health is wealth in this life. I mean, at the end of the day, you can have all the money in the world, but if you're not healthy enough, you're going to die before you even get to spend any of it. So, I mean, yeah, of course, making sure that we all take care of our health and stuff like that. But hey, throughout this short hiatus, the reason why we didn't shoot a podcast last week was because I was back and forth to the Dreamville Festival. All right, for the people that don't know, Dreamville is a festival that J. Cole puts on every year. Or for the last 5 years, this year was the last one. And, you know, he puts on a lot of Dreamville artists and a lot of new up and coming artists onto the scene. He brings them up there. This year he had Lil Wayne and the Hot Boys. They headlined the first night. And he also had Erykah Badu, Tems was there, 21 Savage. So there was a lot of good artists. A couple performances I want to highlight, right? And this is one that I totally forgot about, right? Ludacris went out there and performed, and he's like one of the older artists, but it's like one of them things where he's so seasoned. His performance was immaculate. He went out there, came out there on time, came out there humble, performed, you know, a couple verses of his hits, and then he got off stage. I think, in all honesty, I think Ludacris was probably my favorite performer throughout the whole Dreamville Festival. A couple honorable mentions. So, J. Cole is always good. It's his festival. He always has like a 2 hour set. So, his set was real good, or like an hour and a half, like a 90 minute set. And Erykah Badu, she had a really good set. There's a new artist on the scene named Anisha, if I'm pronouncing her name wrong. All right. She got a couple hits, and I really like her personality on stage. There was a lot of good stuff going on. But of course, when you got the good, unfortunately, you always got to talk about the bad also, right? Let me think. The worst performance I've seen, well, Keisha Cole had the worst outfit up there. I don't know if I'm gonna have the outfit shirt like pulled up, but she had on the pins looking diaper thing going on. Performance was dope. She was shitting on men at first, you know, in a joking way. And then she had on this weird ass outfit, but she came out there. She sung and she did her thing. No, that was the worst. The worst artist out there that came out there that night was Party Next Door, easily, right? That dude came out there. He didn't want to be there. He wasn't even singing his songs for the most part. He was just singing hooks and ad libs, and everybody's just looking like, why are you even here? He had a couple dancers on stage, like female dancers. So if you listen to Party, for a fact, most of his music is, for the strip clubs and for the stripper type. So that's what he brought on stage, which everybody appreciated. But him, his performance to me was underwhelming, like 1,000%. But I've gone to the Dreamville Festival for the past 3 years, and I don't know, each year I really liked it, and I'm sad to see it go. They're saying they're gonna do another music festival. Unfortunately, without J. Cole being a part of it, I don't know if I'm gonna go to the next one, to be honest. And I'm gonna miss it.
I don't stay up to date with it, which I wish I would have went to this one if I knew it was the last one. You say the reason why he's done with it.
It's just a lot. And I can imagine, like, if you go there, you see how many vendors and everything, how many things would need his approval himself if he's the man that's in charge. Of course, I know he's not doing it completely by himself, but just being the dude that's in charge of that entire thing, I know it's a lot. And then last year, a lot of artists were showing up late. They were like pushing back the times. And of course, when you do something like that, there's fines that come with people showing up late or staying past a certain time and stuff like that. I can only imagine the headache that it is. But while we're talking about the festival, right? I just want to highlight another black-owned business, right? So Kyrie Irving, he puts out some really good quality stuff, right? So I wore a pair of the Anti-Kai Speed shoes, right? These pairs right here. And in all honesty, I like the way they look. Pretty decent shoe. I wore those throughout the whole time I was at Dreamville. The only thing I recommend is make sure you give those shoes a little bit of time to, break in, like give them a little break-in period, or order a half size bigger than what you would normally wear. Because that first day, my feet were pretty tore up. All right. And this here is also from that same website. Now you check it out and I'll put the link. All right. I want to do this thing where I'm highlighting black-owned businesses from now on. And of course, if you got a black-owned business, you listen to this podcast. Well, not even just black owned. If you got a business, right? I want to support all small businesses, right? So if you got something that you want to advertise, by all means, I'll shout you out. And then we can do a quick little ad and we can shout you out. But just let me know. Hit me up. But just moving on from that, right? Unless you wanted to add something to it.
No, I didn't go. I don't know what the hell happened there. I did see that Keisha Cole outfit though, because that shit hit social media instantly. You know what I mean? That fucking little diaper shit she had.
Yeah, I was looking at her. I was like, hey, I love Keisha Cole, right? I've loved Keisha Cole since I was younger. When she came up there with that damn outfit on, I looked at her. And then I was also thinking, I was like, yeah, because she's dating like a young dude, that dude, the rapper Huncho. And
Yeah.
he was up there all upset. And I'm just like, you way too old to be falling for these games. Way too old. But yeah, I just want to go ahead and play this video real quick just to kind of set the mood or set the tone a little bit.
Have you ever had to cut somebody off because they were too ghetto? Last year, me and my homie went to Chipotle like 2 to 3 times a week. But the crazy part was he always paid for us. I never fucking paid. So one day I'm like, bro, you know what? I'll pay today since you always got me. He's like, nah, bro, I always get it for free. I'm like, how the fuck are you getting free Chipotle? He said, I just go on the app and say it didn't come as described. So I'm like, bro, that's not really free. You're finessing them. A couple weeks later, he got banned from the Chipotle app. Anytime he tries to make a new account, it says something went wrong. So me and him, we stopped going to Chipotle. But one day, a couple weeks later after we stopped going, he's like, let's go to Chipotle, place a to-go order. I'm like, sure, let's go. So I pick him up, we go to Chipotle. I grab my order, he grabs his order. When we get back in my car, he say, I hope what they got is good. I'm like, what do you mean by that? It's your order. He's like, no, I just grabbed a random bag. I'm like, bro, that's fucking stealing. Stop doing that ghetto shit around me. So that was the last time we ever went to Chipotle. But a couple months later, that summer, I'm hanging out with my homie. He calls an Uber. It's a 30-minute drive. 10 minutes into the drive, the Uber starts yelling at us. He's some African nigga. He say, why you cancel order? Why you cancel order? I'm like, we didn't cancel no order. I look at my homie. He's quiet. He's fucking silent. I look at him again. He say, bro, we should just go. That was the last time I ever saw his ass. Have you ever had
Let me ask you, man.
That's their wild, bro.
No, it's insane. But I wanted to ask you, man, have you ever had to cut off one of your friends because they was doing too much dumb or ghetto shit like that?
Shit, man. Listen, I'm old, man. Like, listen, I'd cut Danny everybody off because of shit like that. I look at it, man, like I'm not going to jail for nobody. On some real shit, like I'm not going to jail for nobody. I don't give a fuck who you are, right? I don't need nobody for shit. I shouldn't say that. I just had to call my brother about some bread. No, on some real shit, no. What I'm trying to say is, I don't need nobody for shit, man. And if you're just gonna bring me down, ain't no reason for me to be around you. You see what I'm saying? If you're gonna bring me down in any way, in any fucking way. You know what I mean? But yeah, I have a small amount of friends that I'll hang out with. I don't even go home no more. I don't go to Philly no more. On some real shit, I stay the fuck away from that fucking place. Because every time I go, it just feels like motherfuckers just trying to bring you down with them. You see what I'm saying? So I'm cool. I
Nah.
see right where you're coming from. You a young kid and learn that shit.
Yeah, man. It's like you got to learn that lesson early before these people put you in a situation where you ain't ready to go to jail, right? So I could tell this story. I wish my brother was here today, but he's not, right? Because he was here. This is something that we kind of ran into together, right? So when I was younger, we lived in a city in Michigan in the suburbs. We had this group of friends that wanted to go ahead and walk into this other town because it was going to be a bunch of women there and whatnot. And, they had a girl there. So they convinced about 10, maybe 12 of us to go ahead and walk. This walk, mind you, is about 6 miles, bro.
Okay.
Walking 6 miles to get over here to where this apartment was where all the girls are supposed to be. So as we walk in, well, before we left, they promised that it was like, okay, well, we'll have some type of rides back, blah, blah, blah. We'll make sure that we get rides back and all this other stuff. Mistake number one. And I should have already known from that point that this is gonna be bad because it's 12 of us. How are all of us gonna get a ride back? It was like, even if somebody bring a minivan, we're not all getting back in that one minivan. Like it ain't happening. So we go ahead, we walk down there. It take us about, I want to say, maybe two hours, maybe 3 hours. I can't, it was a long time. Right, by the time we got there, it was about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and then it started to get late. So around 8 or 9, we all started to walk back. So, well, before we even started to walk back, I was like, hey, y'all need to be calling somebody. Like, we need to get a ride home. Like, how we about to get home? That's a long walk. Like, we're gonna be walking to pretty much midnight. And they're like, oh man, no, just come with us to the trailer park. Because it was a trailer park that was right around the corner from these apartments. In the trailer parks, they like, hey man, everybody, they got bikes everywhere around here, bro. Just take one of the bikes and then we'll just dip off. Like, take one of the bikes. Like, these people live in trailers. Like, why are we taking their bikes? They gonna know that their bikes is missing. So two of the dudes end up finding bikes. One of the dudes, he's needed to get home because he didn't live there. So his mama had to come and get him. So he grabbed one of the bikes first. And then somebody else grabbed a bike, right? And they start riding off. So we all still walking around just looking for bikes. Eventually, we were just like, all right, forget it, man. I'm just gonna walk home because it's not that many bikes out here. Right? We start walking home. Sure enough, not even 15 minutes later, cops pull up, whoop, whoop, roll up on us. Like, hey, I heard y'all was out here stealing bikes, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I ain't stole a single bike. And it was like, you see me walking. I was like, I don't have a bike. And I'm pretty much talking all this mess and like, yeah, y'all stole these bikes. I get put in the back of a cop car. We all just sitting there. So then that finally gave homeboy the hint, like, hey, I need to call my parents because if not, we're going to jail. All right. So they make this call. The parents show up. Thankfully, the ones that stole the bikes was already gone. We was the ones that didn't get a chance to get a bike because everybody else already took the bikes that they were going to take. And we ended up getting a ride home. I mean, and that's when I learned. Just stay away from certain people that want to get you to do stupid stuff because, yeah, there was no reason for us to be out there trying to steal no bikes. And yeah, I never looked at them the same after that. I never went on any more of them dummy missions with them ever again.
You learned early, man. But I used to do a lot of dumb shit as a kid. And you bringing up that stealing bike shit, that was something we used to do all the time, which is crazy. But I mean, that didn't cause me to stop because I learned too late in my life to stop fucking hanging around with ghetto with ghetto people, right? Speaking about that bike shit, I remember one time, that's what we used to do. We used to go steal bikes. If you guys know, if you're watching from Philly, man, if you're old enough, you would know. Kensington is bad as hell now, but Kensington, that elevated railroad or the elevated train, listen, on one side of it was like white people, right? And the other side of it was a blend of Hispanics and black, right? And then it turns into black the further you go that way, right? But anyways, we used to go across the bridge to steal bikes. I remember I went across the bridge with my homeboy, man. Same shit. Hey, let's go steal bikes. Went over there. I got the dude on my handlebar, right? Because you're taking somebody to go steal a bike. So he's on my handlebar. I'm riding up there. He's riding on my handlebar. And, we saw a couple of bikes sitting on the block, right? So we turned down the block. There's a bunch of us, right? It's like two people per bike. And a couple of people jump off, grab the bikes, took off. And I remember these dudes came out the door running, right? Dude had a fucking chain, man. I'm talking about like a legit chain. And he was running behind. I looked back, I was like, oh shit. And I'm telling my homeboy on the bike, like, hey man, you gotta get off. You gotta get off, right? And I'm trying to pedal. I'm like, cause he's slowing me down and they catching up fast as hell. I was like, you gotta get off, you gotta get off. And my man jumped off, right? You're on the front of the bike, you jump off, it slows that bike all the way down, right? So like the bike kind of like stopped basically. And all I remember hearing was like, wow, right? That's the chain hit the back of my bike. And man, I remember I looked around and dude was standing right there. Like he was right there about to swing that shit again. And I got up and I started like pumping on my bike like this. And I was like, yo, I ain't never going across there no more, bro. Like my man, like all he had to do was just put that thing up. He'd have hit me straight in the head. I'd have probably been in the hospital, man. But yeah, stupid shit like that. Just when you brought that up, I used to relive that shit all the time, man. That shit was crazy because I was like, that shit hit the bike with, like the back of the bike, like the bike, the wheel. Like, I don't know how to explain it, man, but I felt that shit in the bike, right? The way how hard he swung that shit. And I was like, damn. If that thing would have hit me, bro, I'd have been in the hospital. Dead ass. But yeah, man, we did a lot of fucked up, damn, we did a lot of stupid stuff, man, when I was a kid, bro. A lot of stupid stuff. And that was just minor. That's minor as hell compared to the stuff we used to do.
Gonna say a lot of times, like when you're hanging around, just kids do dumb shit, right? It's to be expected, but you just hope that it's nothing that's gonna land them in jail. And yeah, it's just if my mama knew half of the stuff, I mean, yeah, she'd look away. But I mean, it is what it is.
And I could go on details, a bunch of shit I did, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was the lucky one of my crew, man. I was the lucky one. Everybody I grew up with been locked up. You see what I'm saying? Multiple times. I got lucky. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I try to stay away from there because I feel like it's that crab in the barrel, man. Like us as, black people, man. We try to keep one another down because I can sense it. Every time I go back, they're like, this motherfucker, he never been locked up. All the rest of us been locked up, you know what I mean? And when I go back, they were like, hey Mac, yo, take this ride with us, right?
No.
And I know what they doing, right? They working. And I mean they distributing product. You know what I mean? And I know what it is. They be like, yo, drive, man, because if they pull you over, they ain't gonna say nothing. And I'll be like, and I was like, last time, but I mean I'm done, like, because I'm telling them, I'm like Charleston White now, bro. Like I'm telling. Like if we get booked and you and my, I'm telling, like that ain't mine. I'm here on vacation. You know what I mean? I know they ain't trying to hear that, but I'm snitching.
No,
I'm playing with
that's
them.
how they see it too, and it kind of brings you down, unfortunately, because you won without the charge, without any priors. You the one that got to take the charge. And if my group of friends play by them rules, I don't need that group of friends, bro.
Right.
Talk about take the charge. Take the charge for who? No.
And I'm not even benefiting from it. You know what I mean?
I ain't getting
Like
the time besides
right, they
you.
don't pass nothing off.
Yeah, I'm just
Shit.
I, all I'm getting is your friendship. No. Your risk assessment ain't the greatest. If you think that's what I'm about to take this time for, like you got your mind.
Facts, man. Hey, y'all young kids, man, on some real shit. Like I know y'all know it, and y'all can sense it, y'all can feel it. Just like this young kid from the video, man. Don't associate with them people, bro. Separate yourself, man. Do other shit. To be honest, because I felt it when I was younger too. I knew this shit was wrong, and I was doing it because I wanted to be in the good graces of my friends. Screw all that, bro. Like, forget all them, man. I'm being honest. Like, if some young kid's watching this, man, like, go with your gut instincts. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying, man. I'm just here for y'all, man. I'm here for the kids. You know what I mean?
Right. All right, but just moving on to our valid or fuck out of here segment, where we talk about some things, we do our risk assessment, we figure out if it's valid or this person need to get the fuck out of here, right? Okay, so the first one don't have a video attached, but I did want to talk to you about it, right? Because I do think it's an interesting situation that sets a new precedent. Okay, so Anthony Edwards and his baby mama, who was also Lil Baby's baby mama, he told her he didn't want her to keep the kid. She decided to keep the kid and she had the kid. He don't want any parts of the kid, so he wants to give all 18 months, I mean, excuse me, 18, not 18 months, all 18 years of child support up front so that he doesn't have to go ahead and be in the child's life and he could just pay to keep them away from him. You think he's valid, or do you think he need to get the fuck out of here?
I mean, I don't even see where that. I think that's valid. Hey, listen, I'm paying all this up front. You know what I mean? So I don't get locked up later because he ain't gonna be playing ball forever. And if he can afford it right now, I'm paying it. What I never get though is like, why all these celebrity want to fuck the same bitch, man? Like, why do y'all want to fuck the same bitch? That's crazy to me. It's so many bad chicks out here. Y'all want to be bumping it with the same chicks? And I'm quite sure that's the reason why he don't want or didn't want the kid to begin with. Today, man, little baby had already. You know what I mean?
Well, it ain't just that. He also already has a bunch of kids. But for whatever reason, I don't know what it is that she did to him. I don't know if it's because it is Lil Baby's baby mama or what. Well, first off, this woman's 38 years old. All right.
Dang.
So it's already, to me, it's already looking away. It's looking like you're being predatory because Anthony Edwards is what, like 23, 24?
23, yeah. Like 23.
And this woman is 38 years old. One is predatory. One thing I will say is, while I understand what he's doing, I kind of still believe that he should, want to be in the kid's life. I think if you start doing this, you start setting a precedent to where a lot of people are going to, well, we say all the time on this podcast how important it is to have a male role model in your life, right? Your first male role model that you're ever going to get is your father. If this is the option, and I know this ain't everybody's option because not everybody's rich, no, not everybody has the amount of money that Anthony Edwards has in order to go ahead and just pay all the child support up front. But you start to set a precedent to where dudes will start saving up money so they can have a kid, so they can just tell this woman to get out of their life anyway. All right. I think it's a dangerous precedent to start setting because then we already talk about how society is starting to move toward more of the feminine. I think a lot more men are just going to be like, well, I didn't want to have a kid anyway. Why should I have to deal with it? Let me just pay this money. Let me save this kid's life. I think that's what we're going to move towards if this becomes real.
All right, so I mean, how I look at it, I mean, it's multiple different ways. As in, we know when these celebrities pay child support, they're paying way more than they should, anyways. Just being honest, and they're legit just taking care of the women instead of the kid. Most of that money is not going towards that kid. But what I'm trying to get at is, he's a millionaire right now, and I'm quite sure he has. He's going to try to build on that. Like, that's what a lot of these entertainers are doing. They're smarter now. They're not like back in the days, like the 80s and 90s, where they're just blowing their money. I'm quite sure he's going to build on his money, and he don't want that child support to increase, right? I can pay it off right now. It's taking care of the kid. I can still be in the kid's life, and I'm not paying for the mom's livelihood. You see what I'm saying? That's the way I see it. Like, I'm giving you all of it right now because I know it potentially can go up. You know what I mean? So that's the way I see it. Or if he fucking become, I don't know, like most of the like a lot of these old basketball or professional athletes and become broke, right? He can always go for a decrease and he can make money off of it, right? Because now he'll get some of that money back. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a lot of different ways to look at it. I don't know.
Got you. I just know like his potential in the NBA, like he's potentially gonna be the face of the NBA once LeBron leaves. I know he knows his potential is high, and I think he wants to go ahead and just get it out of the way before, like you were saying earlier, that pay increase where they start to look for more money becomes a thing. And I don't like the idea that she's playing the game like she doesn't know what she's doing with these men. It's like y'all both are out there having unprotected sex. You know that it's probably gonna result in a kid. You being the older party as the woman, I hold you a little bit more accountable. But I do understand where she's coming from. She doesn't wanna promote broken homes and, you know, she doesn't believe in abortion, which is fine. But it's like you're saying you don't believe in abortion, but in the same breath, you're having unprotected sex with people that aren't married, that you aren't married to. So you got to pick and choose. If you want to play the religious card, play it all the way. Like, don't play it halfway and then start to act as if, you know, it's this big decision that you got to make. Because if it was little JoJo baby from down the street, I guarantee you she wouldn't have held that baby to full term. It wouldn't have happened.
Oh no. He would have been down the toilet instantly.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, we're making assumptions because we don't really know, right? But the percentage states, right, she's doing it for the bread, to be honest, right? So we have to go off the percentage, man. You know what I mean? Just like you're saying, like if it was Joe Nobody down the street, she getting rid of it. She know who that is. She probably know his potential. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think it's valid though. I'm paying all that 18. Get the fuck out my face.
Yeah, and something about her gotta be real annoying too. If he don't, if because we all know how people like to backslide with the baby mamas. If he ain't backsliding, then there must really be something wrong with this woman. But hey, prayers to all involved, all right? But we're gonna go ahead, we're gonna move on to the next valid the fuck out of here topic. Let me go ahead and let me pull this up. Here we go.
I told this woman that her man had been messaging me and purchasing my OLs, and she messaged me back and said, "Oh, honey, I know what type of man I'm dealing with." And 2 weeks later, they became engaged. That's exactly why I mind my business and I'll never go to a woman as a woman. They already know what they signed up for.
So the
I
comment.
told this woman that her man had been messaging.
So I want to bring up the comments because I thought the comments were kind of a little interesting, right? So the first comment says, "All right, this man is a customer. Why would you even go to her as a woman? That makes no sense. Ratted him out after purchasing content. Not a good look at all. And tell us why you told the woman in the first place. She said she stay out of it. Yeah, she said she be cheating, which might be the case, but I don't think that is. She watching it with him, blah blah blah. So let me ask you, is she valid for telling the spouse, or should she get the fuck out of here with that?
She need to get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? That man fucking supporting you, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, take your bread and move on. I don't know. I mean, she just needs, all I see is she just needs to get the fuck about it. That man's purchasing your content.
I agree. And she didn't even say that the man was cheating or anything like that with her. She just said that the man was just paying for the content, which I don't really see if it like it being that big of a deal. So she need to get the fuck out of here on that. But if the man was cheating, would you change, would that change your mind? Would it be valid for her to tell, or should she get the fuck out of here?
Man, she still need to get the fuck about it here. I'm just being honest. Like, she still need to get the, like, again, like, that's your job. That's what you're doing, right? You know what most of these dudes, they're in a relationship. This is what they do to get, I don't know, to have some kind of freedom, right? Like, as in, And I mean, I don't know how to explain. I don't want to get caught up in no shit. I'm just going to pay for it. You see what I'm saying? And that's what he's doing. And it's kind of like what they're saying, man. Like, hoes just not hoeing right no more. You know what I mean? Like,
Like I said, I think that was weird behavior in the first place, right? One thing I learned, and you're a little bit older than me, so I know you heard this phrase before, but the phrase is you don't pay a woman to have sex with you, you pay her to leave, right? If you already got the money, why is it your business to go ahead and tell on this man and to take all those extra steps in order to ruin this man's relationship? Like, I never really understood that.
but that's what he's saying. These hoes can't hold no more. They don't even know how to hold no more. You know what I mean? Like, just like what you just said is in that statement is in, I'm paying you to leave. You know what I mean? Or in a different term, like I'm just paying for the service and that's it. Like that should just be it. Open and close. Like it shouldn't be nothing else said about this. You got what you needed, I got what I needed. Handshake, go your way, I go my way. That shit's wild, man.
Got you.
I don't know.
All right, so yeah, I think we both agree that she should probably just get the fuck out of here.
That's why. I mean,
All right. Let me move on to the next one, which is one that had the internet kind of in an uproar for a couple of days, right?
on that other shit though. I don't even give a fuck if it's her friend. I don't give a fuck if it was her best friend. Like, listen, I'm paying for your services. I don't know. That's the way I just see it. Yo, fuck, even if it's your best friend, better not say shit.
Okay, actually, instead of, well, I'll go to the next one last, right? But so I have this situation here, right? And I want to see what your take on it is. So a woman left her husband and goes on a wild sex adventure with over 100 men after she was diagnosed with cancer, right? So she gets cancer. The husband didn't sleep with her for about 2 or 3 years. Right, going like beforehand, and you know, she divorces him and just starts having sex with more than 100 men. Do you think she's valid, or should she get the fuck out of here?
Hey man, she valid. She valid. All right, so I'll explain why I say valid. Listen, that's probably something she always wanted to do. Her life is getting short. She want to fucking check off some bucket list entertainment. Probably, I don't know, right? Hey man, that's valid. That lady about to lose her life. You know what I mean? Like, do whatever makes you happy in your last moments is what I'm getting at. So hey man, bust it open. I mean, bust it open for everybody. I'm mad she ain't come hit me yet.
So I think it's valid, but the way that my brain works, just being a married man, well, not even just as a married man, it's just the way that my brain works, it shouldn't be that way, right? Because when you take those vows, it's supposed to be until death do you part, all that other stuff. But these people might not have the same beliefs as me. So, you know, if it's not coming from a Christian standpoint, by all means, you go ahead and you do whatever you're gonna do, right? So the worldliness in it makes me want to say that it's valid, but the Christian in me has to say that she needs to get out of here with that.
I mean, I get it. I don't know the background or none of that, right? So she probably never had, just per se, right? We'll just assume she never had any great sex. She always been hearing about it, right? She's about to die. She don't want to hurt her husband, so she just got the divorce, and she want to know what that's like before she leaves. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know. I think it's valid. I think when your life is about to conclude, and if you can do what shit that you want to do in your life, you should do it. And whoever is that's with you, your husband, whoever, if you really love that person and you want to see him happy, I don't give a fuck what it is, right? Make him happy. You want to go out here and bust it open for all these motherfuckers? Bust it open. I mean, think about a marriage is not all about sex, man. And again, I might just be old, right? Talking crazy. If your marriage is all about sex and that's all it is, what is your actual foundation? What's your foundation of actually loving this person? Their vagina? What they look like? Again, I don't know, man. I'm not an expert. I'm just saying, if I love somebody enough, I don't give a fuck what you do. You see what I'm saying? Just as long as you happy. You know what I mean?
I mean, but that goes both ways, though, when you talk about the happiness, right? If it's not necessarily, if the relationship ain't just predicated on the sex, then you shouldn't be asking for that in the first place. You see what I'm saying?
I got you. I mean, like, I fully understand. It's just what I'm trying to say is this person's about to lose their life, man. Why are you holding back on anything? At this point in life, man, you don't hold back on shit. That's how I look at it. Like, we ain't holding back on nothing. You're not gonna hurt my feelings if you want to do something in your life that you thought, hey, it might be better, or I've always wanted to do this. You know what I mean? Me as the person that's in a relationship with you, like just for a sec, I'm just speaking out of the blue. You wanted to go to the fucking moon, right? And SpaceX is having a flight, right? And that's gonna cost me every single penny I have in my account, right? Which is gonna render me useless. I'm gonna pay for your little SpaceX flight to the damn moon just so you're happy, because when you're happy, I'm happy. And again, that might be a corny take because, you know what I mean, it's like an old man take on it. But it is what it is. If you love the person that much, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I tried to delete one of them damn videos from the camera. I gotta wait until I take the card up. But we can go ahead with you and keep rocking. All right, but yeah, going back to what you were saying, right? I kind of lost my train of thought. I know the conversation that we were having, but I kind of lost my train of thought.
You saw my, you know what I mean? If you love somebody, homegirl going out getting cancer, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And like, yeah, we was pretty much going back and forth about you saying, if the relationship ain't predicated on sex, you should let her go ahead and explore whatever fantasies. And I was saying, yes, if the relationship ain't predicated on sex, then why should you want to go out there and experience all these different things and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, we can go ahead, we can move on to the next one. Okay. So I'm gonna go with this one. Because I feel like there's a lot of it's a lot of women and men hating that go on online, right? Want to go ahead. All right, so
Where it was supposed to be a first date. Shorty walked in the restaurant. As soon as she seen me, she turned around and said, "Oh no." What's she talking about? Oh no. What she said, "Oh no," for? I'm saying, like, if you walk in a restaurant and you see me, is you gonna say, "Oh no"?
Is homegirl valid or should she get the fuck out of here?
Don't know, man. I'm not gay or nothing, but I think she's valid, man. It's her choice, man. That's her choice, man.
If that's your first time meeting a girl in that outfit, bro, I'm sorry. She's valid. Homeboy got, hold up. Hold, I gotta put the outfit back. Ain't no way in hell. You showed up with a little ass polo, some jogging pants, and the lemon pepper steppers. Like, bro, you can't walk around like that, bro. Expect this girl to want to have a date. And then look at homeboy's hair. Hold up, bro.
Grateful. So I'm just getting home from this
Look at
first date, right? Where it
homeboy's
was supposed to be
hairline,
a first
bro.
date. Shorty walked in the restaurant. As soon as she see me, she turned around and said, "Oh no." What's she talking about? Oh.
Yo, beard don't connect, bro. Come on now, this woman valid.
Man, that's this is great. She valid, man.
Agree. He need to fix himself before you like, especially if it's not even a good looking woman. Like you at least had to go out there. I would put on a clean, at least a presentable t-shirt. Not this little ass polo he got on, and then these like, how you got on a polo, jogging pants, and the granddaddy shoes, bro?
I'm saying, listen, when it comes to fashion, I'm being honest with you. Being older, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Matt, you
But
know, are you walking around looking like that, bro?
no, I'm gonna go. That's what I'm saying. Like, to be safe, I'm just gonna go casual. Like, I'm gonna do something casual. Like, if somebody I actually like, might go with a nice button up. Probably wouldn't go too far, like some jeans some nice shoes or a boot, you know what I mean? Like something where it's centered, you know what I mean? Because like I said, fashion changes consistently and I don't stay up with it. So you can't mess up going casual, you know what I mean?
He fooling. You show up like that. I'm just be thankful. That's all she said, bro.
Right.
Just be grateful. She didn't take a picture of you, put you in a group chat, bro.
Or be lucky she didn't just leave him sitting there.
No,
You
she
know,
did. She said, oh no, and left.
no, but at least she said, oh no, she could have walked, saw him, like, nah, and just dipped, and he wouldn't even
True.
know. He'd have been just sitting there waiting.
True.
So I'm taking that all no for just fucking sitting there.
All right, so that wraps up our battle the fuck out of here segment, right? So, and me and you were kind of having this conversation before going, and I'm fixing myself real quick so I can get ready to go toe to toe with the man because I know we about to have some different point of views going in. All right, but there's a dialogue going on about men and women going to college, and this young man has something to say about that whole conversation. I just want to share his video.
There's nothing easier than being a black man. Nothing easier. Because no matter what you do, no matter how much you fuck up your own life due to your own fucking decisions that you made, there's always going to be an excuse. There's always going to be somebody there to coddle you and tell you that it's a systemic issue. It's because you're black. No. We all have sat in classrooms with these same not shit ass niggas. We know that they do nothing but tear down the people who actually want to move forward in life. We know this. But never, ever will you ever hear them say, I didn't pay attention to school. I fucked up. You'll never hear that. And you know what else you will never hear? You will never hear nobody else holding the motherfuckers accountable either. It's always some fucking excuse. I hate seeing the fact that this is a conversation about why black men don't go to college and then I scroll and I'm seeing some fucking woman make all these fucking excuses. Shut the fuck up. That's when y'all are just in the fucking way. God, it's not hard to not be a fucking criminal. Don't engage in criminal activity. Y'all will make a million excuses as to why a nigga ain't shit, and not one of them will be because he just ain't shit. And it's evident in the way that they describe their challenges. They really think that they have some unique experience. Like their life was so fucking hard. Every single story is like, nigga, y'all all sound the same. You're not special. You sat there on your girl's couch and watched her go to CNA classes. And you sat there and played the video game. You sat there and watched her become a CNA. You sat there and watched her become to go to LPN classes. And you sat there. You then sat there and watched her go become an RN. And you sat there. You could have been in those class right with her. That's why being a black man is so fucking easy, because black men are not competition. I'm gonna be honest with you. Never ever have I ever once ever been in any professional environment, situation, or setting where a black man was a rival, was a true adversary. Like, never. It's not hard to defeat black men. It's not hard. And they wanna say, oh, it's the white man. No, nigga, y'all getting defeated by other black men too. It ain't just white men. We're beating y'all asses too. These niggas say, oh, we couldn't afford to go to college. Oh, but you could afford child support on six different kids? Oh, we couldn't afford to go to college. Oh, but you could afford that 30% interest rate on that Camaro? Shut the fuck up, boo fucking who, nigga. I could never imagine being friends with the majority of these niggas ever. Never. My friends who are black men do not, none of that, none of that. Y'all niggas is weak pussy, period. It doesn't matter what you do as a black man, there will always be somebody there to coddle you, to hold you, to baby you, because overall, everybody sees black men as nothing more than babies, as infants who need to be taken care of. That is why black women are so masculine, because they don't trust that the black man can just be a fucking man. All they want to do is play. They want to play basketball and play football and play PlayStation. And then the niggas who actually persevered and made it, they ain't no fucking help, because all they do is coddle and baby them niggas too. Nigga, you fucking made it. And here your dumb ass come taking up for these weak ass niggas. Listen to a black man describe the history of black men. It's gonna be nothing but an entire long montage of black men getting their ass beat by everybody. Never, ever, ever has a black man actually faced a challenge and won. You're a victim. Be a victim. Stop talking about how strong you are.
So we got that young man's take. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
Man, listen, I agree. 100%. I don't think that man missed on anything. And again, I know we're gonna have difference of opinion. And like I said, well, the first thing he stated was the easiest thing in America is to be a black man, which I know where he is going at with that, right? Which what he's trying to say is it's always somebody that's going to support your ego, right? Being that it's hard being a black man. We didn't have the opportunity. We grew up in the hood. That's where he's going at with it. But we understand that It's not the easiest thing to be a black man, right? But I know what he's saying. He's saying people are lazy because they want to be lazy, right? You're being lazy because you want to be lazy, because you have something to put it on by saying, I grew up in the hood. We didn't have resources, so on and so forth. And that's what he's saying. Somebody's always going to coddle you on that end. So I think that was valid as hell, right? And then the next thing he moved on to say now is in school, because it's something I've experienced myself in school, and I can tell you what grade and everything, right? When this first happened to me, I was in the third grade. We had a class, a little lesson, and I was walking with my friend to school, and I was like, "Hey, man, did you study on this?" And I was like, "They were talking about this, and that." And he looked at me. He's like, "Nigga, you think I really give a fuck about that?" That's legit what he said, right? Like, and it wasn't just him, it was the rest of everybody else in the class. And I was just like, all right, yeah, fuck it. I guess I'm not going to pay attention from here on. And I'm being honest, that's the mindset I went with from there on. Like, nobody's paying attention. I'm not going to pay attention, right? Because I'm like, I'm wasting my time doing homework. And my homeboys that I'm hanging out with, they not doing shit. So I guess we can't do shit and we'll still be good. You know what I mean? So I think he's like he's hitting it, man. He killed it for the most part. I don't know, and I'll take your take on it because I don't know which angle you're taking on this, but I think my man was valid.
So, yes, I think 85% of what he said, I agree with, right? The biggest issue that I have with him, well, so first off, as a man that has a career and that is currently in college and getting ready to get a degree soon, right? So the conversation that's going on has been about black men being illiterate, not knowing how to read and things of that nature. And a lot of that has to do with this conversation here, right? Just because, a lot of times us as black people, we don't take school serious and things of that nature. The biggest thing that I had an issue with that he was saying was, well, one of the things that he said was he was pitting black men against other black men, which the reason why I had an issue with him saying that is because he's saying it from the standpoint of that he's not one of us, right? Those same statistics, bro, you are one of us 100%. And you have to like own that piece of it. He's like, when we come like black men, when I'm competing against other black men, I don't see them as competition. It's like, bro, we're all the same. We all fall into this one statistic that they're all speaking about. One. The tough love approach, I love. I love the way that I even love all the talking points that he had because growing up in school, a lot of times you had those kids in school that would just say things along the lines of, I'm not going to study. I'm going to just go ahead. I'm going to do whatever it is that I want to do that's not this, right? But for the most part, I think what he said was spot on. But the issue that I have, another issue that I have is he's angry, right? And this is one of those things that where we kind of used to have those debates all the time about the squares and the hood dudes, right? So he was a square and he's mad at the hood dudes now because of everything that's kind of going on. I'm not gonna project that onto him. I'm not gonna say that's the only reason why, but the way that he speaks, there's a lot of anger because of a lot of stuff that he had going on. But I look at this as like a modern day like marshmallow test. You know what the marshmallow test is, right? You
I
put a
know.
marshmallow in front of a kid, right, when they're young, and you tell them if they don't eat the marshmallow for about 30 minutes or however long you put them in there, that you'll give them five marshmallows. But if they go ahead and they reach over there and they take the marshmallow and they eat it now, then they just get the marshmallow now and they don't get a marshmallow later, right? The nerdy kids were the ones that were good at delaying that gratification and sticking to something, as opposed to, I'm not even gonna put it on the drug dealers and stuff like that. I'm gonna put it on the people that went out there and just went into the workforce, right? And they were like, okay, I need money now, and I need to go ahead and just do what I can to make money now. He's talking about a specific demographic of men, and there are a lot of black men that fall into that demographic that he's talking about that are lazy, that don't want to do anything, that don't make any money, and yet they complain about. They're sitting here and they're debating these women about this whole subject. on all these different posts, all I see is the women who went to college who aren't necessarily happy with their degree choice. And I see the men who are just happy to just say, just to kind of, shit on the women for going to college and whatnot. But me personally, the way that I feel about college, unless you're going in there for a degree field that's gonna make you money, don't go ahead and waste your time. I don't know, it's just this entire thing, and I kind of lost where I was going a little bit with this point. But like I said, for the most part, I agree with 85% of what he was saying. I just don't necessarily agree with him trying to pit himself against other black people because it kind of says something about his mindset. And as opposed to just saying, we need to be better altogether, he's saying, y'all need to be better. I'm already on this side, and y'all need to be better. And I don't agree with that.
See, again, and that's all about interpretation, all right? So, I mean, for me, so the ultimate thing that he was trying to say is from my take, right? What I interpret from it, because he kept harping on the different things that male, like black males will do to justify them not making it. He's saying you're using your situation as a scapegoat, and it's not a scapegoat. It's not, you had the opportunity just like everybody else. You have that opportunity and you lacked on it, and people are going to coddle you for it. That's what he's saying. But that's what it's exactly like welfare, right? You don't need to go out and do a job because somebody's going to give you money, right? It's the same exact fucking thing. And I think he's doing the right thing is in being hard on them. Get your shit together and stop fucking blaming everybody else. It's your responsibility. You can do it. If I did it, you can do it, right? Stop fucking blaming everything else on everybody, on society, on America, whatever the fuck it is. And that's what he's saying. And I fucking fully agree with that because, and maybe because I'm biased, because I feel the same way, because we always hear that shit. Because black women, right? They're more educated. I don't give a fuck. I mean, because you stated that it doesn't matter. I don't care. It shows discipline. It shows that you took the time to go to college, right? You took the time to sacrifice because it's not just going to college. It's a lot of fucking sacrifice. If you have kids, if you got a job, all this stuff matters that you have to do, right? And that takes sacrifice and discipline. And you've shown that you got sacrifice and discipline. And what he's saying with the black man is you're sitting your ass on a couch watching this woman fucking being disciplined, watching her doing all the shit that she needs to do. And you sat your ass there playing fucking games. You just want to play. That's what he said. You just want to fucking play. And that's just dead on, man. And that's just facts. Because most of them fucking lazy and indisciplined as fuck, right? I'm being honest with you. And then they want to blame everybody else for their fucking problems. So again, I'm dead on with him. I think he was hitting 100%. He was dead on target on every point that he made. I don't know. And again, that's all leading to interpretation. I don't fucking know.
But no, like I said, oh yeah. And I was gonna say, because we're not even like at this point, we're not even arguing, we're agreeing. I mean, all his, like I said, most of his points were valid. I even agree with the delivery. It's just, yeah, it's just pitting black men against black men when you're a black man. I don't necessarily agree. That's the, like I said, that's the only piece I don't agree with. And I did all that talking just to kind of get to the same conclusion in a roundabout way, because you are right. A lot of times, dudes are just sitting there and they just want to play, and they don't want to work, and yeah, it all kind of gets back to the same thing. Go ahead.
And it's motivation, man. Like, I get it. You can't motivate everybody the same way like that. But it takes somebody to look inside of themselves and say, yeah, I fucked up, right? And that's like an alcoholic. Is the first thing you have to admit is that you're an alcoholic. Then you can get the help. Most of these dudes are not gonna do that. They're gonna keep deflecting, like, no, I had this situation, my dad wasn't there, my mom wasn't there, I grew up in a foster home, I did this. I get it, your struggles might be a little bit harder. You might have a little bit more obstacles to climb, but it's conceivable. You can do it. It can still happen. Yeah, you had a little bit more stuff to go over. Guess what that does though? That builds even more character in you to mean that you're even stronger. But a lot of them like to use the barriers and the barrier, right? The barrier was here. It stopped me. I can't climb this barrier. I give up. No, that's fucking laziness. You didn't even try to fucking navigate through that barrier. You saw the barrier, and that was your fucking indicator to say, I can't do it, right? I'm just a lazy piece of shit. And I'm speaking for myself. This is legit from me, myself. I say that shit all the fucking time. Because of this situation, I couldn't do it. Because of this situation, I couldn't do it. But that shit actually make me look into myself and say, listen, you making excuses. And that's what we need to fucking do. Look into herself and say, motherfucker, am I making an excuse or this is valid? You see what I'm saying? There's two different things. It's just per se, we'll just use this as an analogous, right? As in running track. If I don't have two fucking legs, I cannot run 100 meters in fucking 10 minutes. If I had a fucking sprained ankle, right? I sprain my ankle, it's gonna heal. I just need to give it time to heal. It's just an obstacle. I need to give it time to heal. And then I can start practicing to try to run this fucking 10 minute, right? So it's a difference, right? Some obstacles you just can't cross. Some of them are they're crossable, right? Where you can navigate that. You see what I'm saying? Like a person with two legs can't run a 100 meter dash. Like that's just crazy. Well,
Well,
that's what I'm saying. We all got legs. That's the problem.
and that was the thing. So, and that's why I like people such as David Goggins, or even, what he was saying, right? Is and that's why to me, just and one of the things that I try to work with my kids on is just maintaining that discipline and working until you reach and you're able to attain a goal, all right? Because I feel like in a lot of ways, I know for a fact the way that I was raised, I wasn't raised to go ahead and work towards attaining a goal. Outside of going to school every day, like I don't think I was put into a position to where I was even like school was important. But yeah, what I was getting at was just plain and simple. We make a lot of excuses, and just going back to like me saying I like the David Goggins of the world and people like him because they pretty much tell you, like, stop fucking making excuses for yourself. At the end of the day, nobody gives a fuck about your excuses besides you. You give yourself a reason to feel sorry for yourself. And as long as you continue to do that, you're going to continue to be in the same position that you're in. All right. One of the things that, with the pandering that we all tend to do, that we used to do in the black community a lot more, is something that used to annoy the hell out of me because a lot of people will make excuses on why they can't do this, why they can't do that. Even when you're talking to somebody and they're like, they talk to you about why they can't go to the gym. It's like, all right, I can't go to the gym because, I had this going on or work was long today or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, you're never gonna get to where you want to be in life if you continue to have that same mentality. Going to the gym, going to school, all that to me is kind of synonymous with each other. It helps you develop that mental toughness in order to go ahead and do these things. All right. And I think that's what we need to do is we need to work on our mental toughness as a whole, as a group. All right. And add on to the fact that like when you go to school or when you have kids that go to school, because our generation's already cooked, right? They're not changing. But what we can do is we can focus on this next generation that's getting ready to come up. So one thing that I had to learn, because my wife, she was a teacher, right? And she was telling me, she said, kids have a lot more success whenever you as a parent are more involved in the school and making sure that these kids are doing what they can to succeed. Because before, I have a son that has autism, right? Before he got here, the teacher, well, he was in kindergarten, he couldn't read. And the teacher was like frustrated. He didn't live with me. He lived with his mom, and I'm not trying to, put any blame on her parenting or anything like that. But he was already placed into a category, right, where he wouldn't be able to get good grades. He wouldn't be able to pass school. So he came. Some things happened. I ended up getting full custody. Him and my daughter ended up moving down here, right? My wife and I, we ended up spending that time reading books, being in schools, talk like actually having the dialogue with the teacher and not blaming the teacher for the things that he was missing. And now he gets all A's and B's, right? He gets all A's and B's. He can read. He's not completely where he needs to be yet, but he's getting there, right? It's baby steps. But his grades are good. And he's not sitting here, he's not making excuses for himself. And the kid tries, right? I make sure that I instill that discipline and I'm like, hey, we're gonna work harder than everybody around us because as of right now, you're already at a disadvantaged state. In order for you to get here, you gotta work. So every day he's reading a book. I have them in the gym with me and just to help develop that mental toughness. And that's what we do, right? We can't continue to sit here and raise kids that are victims and tell them that, well, because you're black, society already has your hands tied behind your back. That's fine. Even if that's the case, what are you doing to fix it? If you're not doing anything to fix it, then you can just sit there and you can complain about it and just stay in that same place. And that's one of the things I'm sick of. So I do agree with him on that front.
I mean, you said a lot of good stuff too. I mean, damn, I was trying to keep up with all them points, man, because you was killing it. But again, man, I just is what you're saying. Like, we just got to stop making excuses.
Fact.
And just like you're saying, our generation is cooked. We can focus on this younger generation, right? To where we're making them more tenacious, right? Or having way more resiliency, where they can overcome things and they don't see it as a burden, because you and I know now, right? I'm quite sure you've come into, I can't even put it together. If I know if you have come into relations with people of different race, right? And you can see that they're not that much advanced than we are. Some of them are not. Some of them might be because they were in a certain situation that was more conducive to their learning, but for the most part, they're not that much further ahead of us, right? And I when I first came into this occupation, I felt like I was a little bit more behind because I came in with a bunch of dudes that was reading books every day. I've never read a book just for leisure. I read a book because I had to, you know what I mean? And these dudes are reading for leisure, right? Which is in turn is building their competencies in certain things, right? Building their ability to read and understand stuff, right? So that's what we need to focus on for the most part, education, right? Because they're not that far ahead of us. So like as a black man stating that they're held back is bullshit. And that's what I'm trying to say. You have the same opportunity to go to school. It might not be the best school, but that teacher is doing their best to make you learn something. And if you're purposely going there, not trying to learn, that's a you thing. You purposely did that, right? They have all these kind of scholarships now for you as a colored person to go to school. They got schools particularly just for you, if that's what you want to do, right? They have these HBCUs particularly for you. And if you want to go to a school that's not predominantly black, right? You can get a scholarship just for that. You know what I mean? And a lot of this stuff is from ignorance because we don't know, right? And we just need to educate ourselves, which is the point we're on to begin with. It's education, man. Just educate yourself and stop blaming everybody else. You always have the opportunity, is what I say, man. Like, we all have the same 24 hours, is what I always heard as well. All have the same 24 hours in a day. Yours might just be a little bit more difficult, but it does build character. Show that you're a little bit more determined. Show that you're a little bit more tenacious. You're going to do a lot more just to get to the point, right? So if somebody is coddled all the way through, if we want to say a different race, if they're coddled through, you're even stronger because you went through way more just to make it to the same place they did. And we have to look at that as a badge of honor. We just have to. I mean, it because it kind of is. We just did a little bit more to accomplish the same thing. I don't know, man. I'm just, again, me too. I'm just rambling, right? But
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
yeah, it's just we tend to do that sometimes, but hey, just what you got to say to the people, man?
All right. Speaking on education, man, I know I don't want to bring this up to my man's joint because everybody was jumping on me. Learn the definition of words, man. Words matter. And the reason why I'm saying that is I had this whole conversation online. It's just something I post from what somebody said, man. And it's just from the words, bro. Like, understand words. Words have meaning, and we must treat them like that. Again, educate yourself as a people, man, and stop assuming what you think somebody said if they didn't say it. They say something, take them for exactly what the fuck they said from what the words mean. And that's just what I gotta say to you guys, man. Educate yourself, man. Education is paramount. All right. And reading is fundamental.
All right, first and foremost, man, I want to say thank you to you, man, for showing up. All right, thanks to Pat for always editing everything. Thank you to my wife and kids. One of the things I want to say is, well, what I want to leave y'all with is, let's stop being unhappy in our situations and just be happy with what we have and what we have and what we've accomplished in life, right? Because the only people I see having these conversations and these dialogues are people that are not happy in the skin that they're in, right? Whether it be the people that got the degree that aren't happy with the degree, or the people that aren't necessarily the people that don't have the degree that feel away because they don't have the degree, right? All I want to say to y'all is just be happy in the skin that you're in, right? Be happy in the position that you're in. If you're able to make a living, if you're able to get up, walk, breathe, hear, see, smell, right? You're already doing good. You're blessed. And, God has already looked after you in more ways than one. And I'll just end it with that, right? And this has been another episode of We're Not Experts podcast. And we out. Peace.